You're listening to SBS News.
David Hurley, the current New South Wales Governor, will take over the office of Governor-General. The former Defence Force Chief will assume the post after Sir Peter Cosgrove's five-year commission ends. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Governor Hurley was the obvious choice to take over.
So I'm very pleased that he takes on those great Australian values of someone who's able to bring people together. He embodies these great characteristics, and I'm delighted that he has agreed to take on this important role and continue his career of distinguished public service for the Australian people.
David Hurley says he will give his best to the job. He has 42 years of service in the Australian Army, the last three of which he spent as Chief of the Defence Force. Governor Hurley says the request to take up the new role came as a surprise to him, as he and his wife had been considering retirement at the end of 2019.
We know, though, that if I was to retire, the most significant part of our current role that we would miss would be the opportunity to visit and meet the multitude of extraordinary Australians in our community. My commitment to the people of Australia is that we will fulfil our responsibilities in the same full-hearted manner that I've worked in New South Wales.
Mr. Morrison says Governor Hurley brings a lot to the role.
When I look for a Governor-General, as I say, I was looking for someone who could fill that constitutional role with great dignity, but with a levelness. General Hurley is known for looking people straight in the eye, not up and not down. He was that way with those he led in the military, and he's been that way as a governor and throughout his life.
Labor has embraced the appointment, with spokesman Chris Bowen calling Governor Hurley a patriot who served his country well and is perfectly appropriate for the job. But the Australian Republic Movement's National Director, Michael Cooney, says the public should have been given a voice in the selection process.
I think Australians should have had more say about who's our new Governor-General. And I think if Australians had had more say, we might not have got a third general in four governors, and we might have had someone a bit more diverse.
Governor Hurley was awarded the Distinguished Service Cross for his leadership during Operation Solace in Somalia in 1993. He was also appointed a Companion of the Order of Australia in 2010 for eminent service to the Army. Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.